And because we kids had to go to the field and strip the leaves off.
Right.
And take cut it off and top the seed off, which we saved for next year's planting.
Right.
Load it on a wagon. It was all before truck days. And at neighborhood cane mills, you paid so much per cooking, per pan. Put a mule on it, he'd go round, 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 you know. And you stick that cane in there and squeeze the juice out. You need, I believe, a whole 50-gallon drum of juice for one cooking. And sometimes we make three cookings a day, which meant you started the old mule going around, round about 4 o'clock in the morning. And in the afternoon, by about 3 o'clock, you were through with a third barrel. But you didn't get that third barrel cooking done until past sunset, sometimes quite a bit past sunset. We usually fixed, we had a 50-gallon drum that we usually filled, and then about a 20 or 30-gallon special can that we put it in. So we fixed around 70, 80 gallons of that stuff. Now in the early days, back yonder, my father's boyhood time, his uncle had the first molasses mill in that Quihe area. They still call it Molasses Creek.
Right.
Because it was right on the banks, or on the grove part of it. And Papa said that mill was handmade out of wood. I don't know about the cogs and stuff. I just don't know. I never did see it. But his old uncle made that. And he says you got only about half of the juice out of the cane because, you know, you had no way of adjusting your pressure and everything.
Right.
But he says that old mill, from the time cane was old enough, mature enough to use for molasses, there wasn't an hour during the day or night during that whole season where you didn't hear the old mill groan, you know, all night long, all day long. And everybody was standing in line waiting for it, so to say, for that day to come.
I imagine that was an easy sound to get used to, though.
Yeah. Of course, that, and they have a joke out on my grandfather. Somebody wanted to buy some molasses. He said, no, I don't think I can sell any. I just have 10 drums of it this year. But when you get back down and think, sugar was hard to come by in those days.
Right.
They very seldom got regular sugar. And they used that molasses for all their sweetening purposes in cooking. And during World War I, I read that molasses, after all, was one of the best stable foods to have. They give an analysis of all the contents it had,
right.
And it said it's one of the best balancing sweeteners we have. Mm. And I know when we went to camp, we did a lot of camping. I mean work camping. We went down Papa farms in different places. We had to go down and camp there for a week at a time to our own cooking. That molasses was very important to us because you could eat most any kind of food, and if you had a certain amount of molasses with it, you got along just fine. You know, when you do your own cooking, you use a lot of grease and eat a lot of greasy food, and it finally gets obnoxious to you.
Right.
Why, if you had that old blackjack molasses, why, it seemed like it overcome that.